Position. Hello, welcome to this quick edition. After what's going on with the latest events with Netflix, I thought I'd talk about, kind of start the discussion on L-Town Exposed, on girls, and the fear of girls. When I was a teenager, I was told to respect young women. I wasn't allowed to call my peers, even if they were just barely 18 girls. You know, I had a perception of these females as I was almost having real cases of gynophobia. And it turns out that in many years later that it really was true. Now, I really want to say, given what's been going on the last day, that that's not what I'm trying to talk about, is that I was, you know, interested in younger girls and stuff like that, but just really the physiological differences of a girl that grew up in L-Town versus the town I live in now. A lot of the girls that I remember, through interactions on Facebook, they looked very mature for their age, even prior to 21. They just looked very mature. They had big boobs, they had a lot of makeup, they physically looked big. And I was a short dude, and he looked a little youthful, and sounded a little youthful, but even with that, for someone that looked like 20, 21, 22, looking like 25, 26, 27, it didn't look right. There was just something different with a legendary girl versus another girl, and to assume that they were a woman and treat them like a physiological woman and emotional women just made no sense. And the only time I realized that was when I got outside of the bubble and saw, again, I gotta be careful here, just seeing other teenage girls from afar, and they're like, well, these girls look physically different than a typical 13-year-old or 14-year-old, 16-year-old, 18-year-old. You get the picture. They looked more their biological age, if that makes any logical sense. I hope it does, and I don't want to be imposing any creepiness, because, you know, my group is always targeted for inappropriate, you know, thoughts or what. That's not the point. Just something looked different. And I don't understand why that was with the legendary girls versus girls that grew up in other, or I hate to say this, females in other suburban areas. They looked different. And I think that's one of the reasons why I had a hard time interacting with somebody. It was like, you didn't want to touch them. You know, they're too hot to touch, kind of thing, literally. They bite you, they bitch on you, it's like these things all over their like body. They look too big for a biological 21, 22-year-old. I hope this kind of makes sense. But that's kind of how I felt living in that other town. These girls are barely women, but they look like they're 30 or something like that. It's very weird. And I think the perception of females growing up in London area was negative for me. Because it's like, they were like God. You don't touch them. They looked like they were graduated post-grad. They looked very mature. And like I said, the pictures on Facebook could, again, validate that, check against it. And if you were to look at a 22-year-old, again, trying to be very cautious with my language here, but they looked different. And I think I don't know if it was their brain and their body not in sync, because they were obviously not mature either. They were immature. But there's just something, they were too, the sexual organs were spiking way too early. For even in your 20s, never mind your late teens. I think that's where I got the fear of females, young women. Because, like, they're still, you know, girls. And the reason why I sometimes use the phrase girls is not to degrade, but even for a young female, it's like, if somebody's just, you know, finished college, they are relatively a kid. I'm an adult now. I don't mean to infringe on them, but relatively speaking, I could have been their babysitter. And they are, in a way, from a perspective basis, more of a kid. They're not literally a kid. People forgot what that word used to mean. And I believe people should use those words without degrading them. Because again, if somebody is old enough to be there, I could have been their babysitter at like my teenage years. They're a kid. You know, it's a way to look at it to prevent what shit's been developing today. But I thought it was just an interesting thing to talk about. That just looking at when I was in my early mid twenties, looking at my peers that weren't living in Londonderry at all, they just looked way too mature physically, and I think it scared me. And of course, I had to be silent. I couldn't have my own opinion. I would be chained out of a room if I even said anything like that. But that's how I felt. And it shows me why are these people so mature looking. Just made no sense. I hope this little clip made sense.